Okay, so picture the scene. I have a dinner party on tonight. A variety of friends. So I know what I'm cooking. I've got, there's a vegetarian on the table, so I'm going for a straight up mushroom risotto. But I don't know which wine to go for. Granted, I can go and stand in a supermarket and I can have a look at the shelves. I don't really know what I'm looking for. I'm thinking probably white, but I can't say for sure. So rather than just going to the supermarket, standing on an aisle full of hundreds of bottles of wine and making a guess, I've decided to come to the brilliant local independent wine store, Aiken Humphreys. There's a shop in Collingham and there's a shop in Harrogate. And I'm on the one in Harrogate on Leeds Road. And I'm going to go and get some expert opinions. I know these guys are experts because they do a perfect wine pairing every single week on the Food and Drink Show, and they always hit the nail on the head. So, should we go and find out what wine I should have for my dinner party with mushroom risotto? Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Why should I come somewhere like this then? I could just bob down to, you know, wherever's closest, but this is local, this is independent, and you know exactly what you're talking about at Aiken Humphreys, so why here?
I think really once you've tried the wine, the quality in the glass for the price that you pay for it really speaks for itself when you come to an independent. It's a lot like the difference between the quality of the meat from a butcher versus the quality of meat from a supermarket. Mm-hmm. And in certain wine terms, you know, some of the wines that you can purchase in the supermarket are really the wine equivalent of a microwave lasagna. The sort of thing that, you know, it does a job, but nutritionally it sits uncomfortably. And there are a lot of wines that you buy through an independent which are made to smaller quantities, often made with more care than the, you know, millions of bottles made in a factory somewhere in South Australia or something like that, you know. Even on a kind of, for argument's sake, £6.99 price point, what you end up with in your glass will actually taste better and sit better with you, and a lot of our customers have said that to us.
Are you ready for me to tell you what I'm cooking for my dinner party?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah?
That'd be cool.
Okay. I haven't pre-warned you about this, have I?
No.
Okay,
I was hoping it wouldn't be a dessert.
No, it's not a dessert. I'm cooking a mushroom risotto.
Okay.
With some snazzy mushrooms in it, you know, the posh ones that look slightly different shapes.
Great.
What do you think about that? I would guess white, but...
It's interesting because my first thought was white as well. On a very, very basic level, white wines are more refreshing than red wines, and a mushroom risotto will be quite creamy, quite dense, and will have a sort of texture that you might want to cut through. It's got to start with the things that you like. So I throw the question back to you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you generally like?
Do you know, if I'm going to a bar and I'm asking for a glass of wine, I tend to ask for a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Okay, all right. So a couple of things about Pinot. Pinot could work very easily with your mushroom risotto because it's lighter, and so generally the effect of the wine will be, it's not going to take over, it's not going to dominate. It'll be one of the sort of white wines that will just sit there in the background, cleanse the palate, and make you ready for a bit more of the mushroom risotto. Second of all, it's Italian, generally speaking, Pinot Grigio, and you tend to find that wines from certain countries often pair with the foods from that country
quite naturally. Risotto is Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Generally speaking, you know, that's one way to go about it, and I'd have no problems finding you a Pinot Grigio at whatever budget you fancied.
So whatever people are cooking up this weekend, there's two different options. You have a shop in Collingham and you also have a shop on Leeds Road in Harrogate. So there are a couple of different chances for them to come in and meet somebody like you, Paul, to get some advice. What about when I get it home?
There's quite a lot of, you know, tips out there. I think that one of the obvious ones that seems obvious to some but might not be to others is that if you bought a wine with a cork in it and you're not planning on drinking it within a week or so, because your dinner party's not till the end of the month and you've been well prepared, then you really need to store that lying down. And the reason for that is that the enemy of a wine, really, in terms of flavour, is the air. It's the oxygen in the air. And what can happen if it's standing up is the cork can dry out. And if the cork dries out, air can get into the bottle. Obviously, if it's a screw cap, you don't need to worry.
Are they safe and airtight, a screw cap, then?
The modern screw cap is a great closure. The 1970 screw cap was not so great, but the modern ones are pretty solid. Another thing to think about with the way that wine reacts with oxygen in the air is that once you've opened that bottle, it's worth thinking about maybe consuming it before 2 or 3 days are up, because unless you've got a way of preserving it, and there are options out there, your wine will change in flavour over those 2 or 3 days to the point where it doesn't taste very good anymore, or it certainly isn't a patch on the initial experience.
What about one thing that I would guess is probably one of the first things I ever learnt about wine generally? Mm-hmm. White is in the fridge, red is not in the fridge. How big a difference does temperature make?
That's interesting you should mention that, because the temperature of a white wine, often most fridges will chill a white wine down to the point at which you've hidden half of the flavour of the wine you've purchased.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Which, you know, if the wine isn't good, you know, if you go to certain pubs, you might end up with ice in your wine or razor cold, you know, and that's purely to hide the fact that it's relatively cheap and they just want you to enjoy it casually, you know. But if you take a bottle of wine out of the fridge about 15 minutes before you want to drink it, that'll get it to the sort of temperature where it's cold in the glass, has that lovely refreshing feel to it, but at the same time not hiding anything, you're not losing anything to the fact that it's too cold.
So, just like I have done today then, I came in, I surprised you with a dish and you have found me a wine, and of course people can come in with all sorts of challenges for you. What are they cooking and what would you pair with them? How can people find out a bit more about Aiken Humphreys, and where can they find you if people don't know?
Well, in the real world rather than the digital world, obviously we have our two stores in Collingham and 32 Leeds Road in Harrogate. And we're relatively active in social media, so you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and even Instagram.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me, Paul. I'm looking forward to my dinner party with your choice of wine. And of course, people can pop in at any point to Aiken Humphreys and do exactly that. And I must mention, you've got a massive selection of rather fancy looking beer as well. It's not just wine that you do.
Yeah, beer's very exciting. There was a little bit of a revolution maybe 4 or 5 years ago, or maybe a bit longer for some, but what we're finding now is that the beer world is very, very buoyant, and there's new things coming out. Very excited people in the beer world at the moment, making some really interesting, fascinating beers. Yeah,
it's reflected in the cans as well, because they're some very exciting cans.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you very much.
Cool, thank you.